Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Craig Kuzik. Batting eighth. The DH, Rich Childs. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ron Schuler. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Matt Alexander. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The DH, Manny Sanguilan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Crawford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Crawford. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Heil reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Doug Baer now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiniger scores. Heil moves to third. Adams moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Newman. Heil scores. Adams moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan takes first base on ball four. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive into right center field, B beyond the reach of Heil. Page reaches second base with a double. Sanguilan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Twins. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bear catches it and throws to first to double up Shiles. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiniger. The throw from Newman and he is out, Perez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sanguilan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shiles hits a fly ball into center field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cubbage. Page moves to second. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Page moves to third. McKinney moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Newman reaches second base with a double. Page scores. McKinney scores. Crawford moves to third. It's 5-3, Twins. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler has Crawford trapped. There's the throw to Cubbage and over to Weiniger, who tags Crawford for the out. Newman moves to third. Tyrone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rodney Scott now playing shortstop. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first, with bare covering, for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez is hit by the pitch. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Page hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heil. Page reaches second base with a double. Perez moves to third. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball four. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perez tags and scores. Page tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Jeff Zahn now pitching. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Willie Crawford. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Murray now playing right field. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil moves to third. Bob Lacey now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Heil scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. Cusick moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Twins. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is walked intentionally. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Ford now playing right field. Luis Gomez now playing second base. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Dave Justy now pitching. Rod Carew pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Heil moves to third. It's 8-4, Twins. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Rod Carew. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Zahn, and towards Terrell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Page takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Page moves to third. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Page scores. Gross moves to second. It's 8-5, Twins. Tom Johnson now pitching. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shiles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-4 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive towards first. McKinney catches it and steps on first to double up Ford. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-4 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 4 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiniger moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Page hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Page reaches second base with a double. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.